I am the kind of tragic and inexcusably proudly tragic figure who, for some reason, just has to have the first version of every new toy, gadget, gizmo or doodad that technology can devise. The kind phrase for this is early adopter. In the early 1980s, I was the only person I knew who had a fax machine, which, when you think about it, is about as silly as being the only person you know with a tennis racket. But it was the mobile phone that lit a fire within me that nothing since has been able to extinguish. I had my first car phone fitted in 1985. From then on, I was caught in a fever of excitement as new models arrived, each a little more portable than its predecessor. The car phone became the cell phone, became the mobile phone, became the smartphone, which will become what? In this five-part history of the mobile phone, I'll be tracing its evolution from those hefty machines installed in the car boots of the rich and famous, or, like me, stupid, to the smart little devices that many of us now say we simply can't live without. To think, just 20 years ago, we were saying...
I think it's one of those portable telephones.
Oh. And not... Well, even if we do occasionally feel like throwing them in the bin, mobile phones are an engineering triumph. And it seems to me it's time we got to know the backroom boys, the unsung heroes who solved technical problem after technical problem to bring us this marvellous, world-changing technology. And we'll find out why mobile phones are... the way they are, not how they might have been. Ring, 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 ring.